everybody swing. Don't see your pocket, Tonto, see your left hand, your right hand.
Hi, we're back here at the new WGN Barn Dance. The next portion brought to you by Whiz and the people near you who sell Whiz, best candy bar there is.
You are right. Promenade all around. All you know where, I don't care. Take Johnny out if you can.
And now, here's that band once again, Arky, the Arkansas Woodchopper.
Thanks a lot to you there. Boy, now, if I just knew what was going to happen, it'd help me a whole lot, you know what?
Oh, I know what. Oh, the best. Really the best. I didn't forget. I just wanted to wait till they got around here and got all, let them catch their breath, things like that, because we're kind of, well, this is what you might call a double feature in one. Colleen Wilson and the Johnson sisters are going to give us some real nice harmony in a real pretty song. All right, girls, take it away.
Lately you've been acting strange to me. Somehow it's not the way it used to be. You're doing things you never dared to do before, and I don't believe you love me anymore. I felt your love grow colder day by day. When I try to hold you close, you turn away. There must be someone else you're longing for, and I don't believe you love me.
Colleen, you know, I think right now would be a good time if all of us kind of sat back, relaxed, and lend an ear toward you, Bob Atcher.
Well, thank you, Arky. I'd be happy to have a few words with the folks. First, I'd like to mention that all of the folks who visited us here in the old hayloft tonight, I believe, came in with a candy bar in their hands.
Yeah.
And did you get one?
Yeah.
Well, I got gypped. I have to buy mine.
No, yours is out there with your
knees. Oh, all right, Arky. Well, friends, I'd like you to know that great candy making is an art. Secret recipes are often handed down from father to son for many generations. And that's the big reason that Whiz is the top marshmallow candy in America. It's made by one family, and they've made it for a long, long time. To begin with, the center of each Whiz bar is quite different. Not ordinary marshmallow, but richer, more fluffy Whizmallow. This thick center is liberally topped with many fresh roasted peanuts, then covered extra thick with creamy milk chocolate, giving you a candy bar that's sheer perfection. And in spite of all its goodness, Whiz is calorie light. All the essential vitamins, minerals, and protein are left in, but there are far fewer calories. Yes, that's the Whiz bar. Buy Whiz bars wherever there's candy sold here in Chicagoland when you want a first-rate candy treat. Look for the red and gold wrapper. Whiz, best candy bar there is.
Thank you, Bob. Well, that little introduction. Now, here's the boy that's got a big voice. He does a lot of things well. He sings well, he talks well, and he plays the guitar and the steel guitar and all that stuff. What are you going to... His name is Tiny Murphy. He eats pretty well, too. Did you put a quarter in there?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. That's something else. Come on, Tiny Murphy, sing that song about Don't Make Love to Mary.
All right. Okay.
Now gather round me, married man. Let's have a little talk. Here comes a bride, and it's suicide if you don't walk that chalk. You better keep that love light glowing, or the going might get rough. But the danger zone you better leave alone is this here kind of stuff. Don't make love to Mary with Mabel on your mind. You risk your life when you kiss your wife and think about the gal you left behind. Don't slip and call her Jackie if her name is Clementine. Just don't make love to Mary, boys, with Mabel on your mind. Turn me around! Now, I stayed out late last Tuesday, and I had the time of my life. At 4:30, I was met at the door by my loving little wife. Well, I said, Sally, darling, well, I'm so in love with you. I didn't realize till she blacked my eyes that my wife's name is Lou. To Mary with Mabel on your mind. You risk your life when you kiss your wife and think about the gal you left behind. Don't slip and call her Blondie if her name is Adeline. Just don't make love to Mary, boys, with Mabel on your mind. One more time. Now the hand that rocks the cradle when closed becomes a fist. And the fact that dames are fighting things is a fact that old Kinsey missed. Just call a dame an old flame's name. If you're lucky, she'll laugh. But if you try it twice, here's my advice. Compose your epitaph. Don't make love to Mary with Mabel on your mind. You risk your life when you kiss your wife and think about the gal you left behind. Don't slip and call her Blondie if her hair is red as wine. Just don't make love to Mary, boys, with Mabel on your mind.
Hey, Doc, come here a minute. You think I could kind of get that song away from him somewhere? I like that.
I don't know. I'll watch.
You sometimes you get a chance. You see where he hides it. See, and I'll get that. I think I'd like to have that song. Here's another song I'd like to have, but I couldn't do anything with it. When Lino Frigo plays that there accordion to the tune of the clarinet pokey, things are at the head. Here comes a boy from out in Iowa now, but he's really from Wisconsin. Donald Red Blanchard, would you come over here? You know, I've always enjoyed hearing you talk about things. Anything that you talk about is all right with me. So if you don't mind, I'd like you to kind of take over here for a while.
Can I be the master without ceremony?
Well, with or without, doesn't matter.
Be without if I am. Well, okay. Say, Archie, you mentioned a while ago about Colleen doing such a wonderful job of yodeling.
Yeah.
Well, you're from Missouri. Don't you want to be shown? I do.
Yes.
All right. Colleen Wilson and Chime Bells. How about it?
Out on the mountain, so happy and free. There's a little boy and he's waiting for me.
Out in a lake in a boat we would glide. Hear those chime bells ring. Chime bells ringing yo through. Mockingbird singing yo dee. Sleep my little lover yo through. Upon a summer's eve. Moonbeams are shining as I kissed him there. Nightbirds were singing, perfume filled the air. Each little star just twinkled with glee. Oh, heaven shone down on me. Chime bells ringing, yo, through. Mockingbird singing, yo, dee. Sleep, my little lover, yo, through. Upon a summer's eve.
Every time I hear her do that fast yodeling, it always reminds me of the two women talking. One of them says, "Ouch, I bit my tongue." The other one says, "How in the world did you ever catch it?"
Yeah.
Now, a very important word from Bob Atcher.
Thank you, Red. For many of you, there's a brand new eating experience waiting. Wherever you buy candy, and that's Lady Betty Whipped Cream Easter Eggs. Yes, it's nearing the Easter season again, which will bring back fond memories if you had the pleasure of eating any one of the rich, pure milk chocolate-covered vanilla, cherry, chocolate, or mint-flavored Lady Betty eggs last year. Here is a taste, a delicious moment that's unforgettable because nothing compares with the lasting enjoyment of superb Lady Betty whipped cream eggs. And nothing can match their convenience, the handy candy bar size. Honestly, just describing a Lady Betty whipped cream egg over the air hardly does justice to this unusual confection. You simply have to sample one to believe that candy making is not a lost art. One bite into the cloud soft whipped cream center tells you you're in for a rare eating treat. But take a tip. Shop for Lady Betty whipped cream Easter eggs early, because they are traditionally early sellouts. And, Mom, be sure you stockpile plenty of those stay-fresh Lady Betty eggs for those Easter morning egg hunts. That's Lady Betty whipped cream eggs, still only 10 cents. And remember, Lady Betty whipped cream eggs are made by the same people who make Whiz, best candy bar there is.
You know, we here at the big new WGN Barn Dance was having quite a little visit a while ago. I was talking with Orion Samuelson, and I found out that he is from Kickapoo Valley, Wisconsin.
Oh,
isn't that an odd name, Kickapoo Valley?
I wouldn't have mentioned that, though, Red. You didn't know.
But right now, we have a fellow from Gobbler's Knob, Missouri.
Knob Noster.
Well,
Gobbler's Knob.
I came awful close. Close enough for Arky, the Arkansas woodchopper.
Thank you, man.
Well, I think I'll sell something, fellas, if you don't mind. Are you ready?
Yeah. Here to be 25, I'm going to say to God, say there was a boy in Arkansas that wouldn't listen to his ma, and she told him that he should go to school. seek away in the afternoon. Take a little walk and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, that pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer talks so rapidly. No, I don't want to know that now. He says, oh, my, it's do or die. I've got to learn that auction cry. Got to make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, $30 bid, make $30, $30, and a buy, and give a 30, who'll give a 30, and will you give a $30 bid? No, I don't want any, no. $30 bid, another 5, go to 5, and a buy, 5, make a 5, bid, about a 35, who will bid about $35, or give me a bite, yeah. As time went on, he did his best. All could say that is good. Yeah. As time went on, he did. No, I don't want any more now. Time went on, he did his best. All could see he didn't jest. And though he practiced hard both night and day, his pap would find him behind a barn, just working up an awful storm, trying to imitate the auctioneer. His pap said, son, just can't stand have a mediocre man a crying auction, using our good name. We'll send you off to auction school, and you'll be nobody's fool, and you can take your place among the best. $35 bid now, $40, $40 make, $40, $40, and if I'm going to give $40, who'll give $40, and will you give $40 bid? I feel a draft, $40 bid, not a five, go to five, and a bun, five, make five, bid, I'm at a 45, who'll bid it at a $45 bid? Oh, no. From this boy that went to school, that grew a man that played it cool, he came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Folks would come from miles around him to hear him make that rhythmic sound. It filled the heart with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. He had to buy a plane to get around. He's a tops in all land. No, I don't want to. He's a tops in all land. Let's pause and give that man a hand. He's the best hill. I'll make it, boys. Don't stay with me. He's the best hillbilly auctioneer. $45 bid now, $50 bid to make, $50 bid, and you're going to give 50, we'll give 50, and will you give $50 bid? Put a $50 bid, not a five, put a five, and all in and all, done going out of $50, sold that off for a $50 bid. Sold that off for a $50 bid. Arky,
I know that you just can't beat a bike candy bar, but you could wait until you got through singing.
I know. I have to apologize, you folks down in front. I really sprayed you. I didn't aim to. My mouth was just watering for more.
We better explain to you friends out there on the wind that, well, we can't explain it exactly, but while Arky was singing, why, Colleen came along with a bike candy bar, and I think Arky ate wrapper and all.
No, sure. That was good.
Well, sure is good. But they don't make a bad rapper either, Archie. No.
Well,
we're broadcasting, of course, direct from Mid-America's Broadcast Center. WGN Radio Chicago is the first edition of the big new WGN Barn Dance. And if it sounds like we're having fun, we are. Now, Jimmy Hutchison, who plays wonderful guitar, bass, and banjo, as we used to call it, has a number here that I think we could dedicate to Night Watchman. How about that, Jimmy? He's got the price of the banjo right on it. $5. Play it before you get a bid.
Okay, here we go.
One of these days, I'd like to take a little time off and count those fingers. I think he's holding back on us. Jimmy Hutchison, say Dolph Hewitt. Do you suppose, you know, this is be kind to your feathered friends because they might be birds weak. So do you suppose that we could line up the Sage Riders trio and we have a little...
We sure could, Red, and we've got a very pretty tune here.
I remember this one. Very beautiful.
Yellow Bird.
Yeah. Yellow bird, you sit all alone like me.
Did your lady friend leave the nest again?
Yeah.
That is very sad, make me feel so bad. You can fly away in the sky away.
You're more lucky than me.
I also have a pretty gal. She's not with me today. They all the same, the pretty gal. Make them the nest and they fly away.
Yellow bird up high in banana tree. Yellow bird, you sit all alone like me.
Better fly away in the sky away. Pick her coming soon. Pick from night to noon. Black and yellow you like banana too.
They might pick you someday.
Wish that I was a yellow bird. I fly away with you. But I am not a yellow bird. So here I sit, nothing else to do.
Yellow bird.
From the Sage Riders Trio. And now, friends, I'd like you, if you didn't before, I think you did, but Orion Samuelson here, WGN's Farm Service Director, is standing by. And, Orion, we'd like a word from you, if we could.
Thank you very much, Fred. I just want to take a moment to say what a great pleasure it is for me this evening to be a part of the great new WGN Barn Dance. Because as a youngster on the farm up home in the Kickapoo Valley, I remember every Saturday night enjoying this barn dance, and I'm sure that Mom and Dad are doing the same thing up there this evening. Here at WGN Radio, we're pretty proud of our daily farm service shows. And for you early risers in the morning, I'd like to invite you to join me at 5:30 for our Milking Time program. Now, if that's a little bit early for you, we will bring you the market reports, 4 complete capsule market reports throughout the morning here on WGN Radio. And then at noon, 12:05 every day, our complete market summary, Bob Kuhn and Larry Kane from out at the Union Stockyards here in Chicago, our grain reports and dairy and egg reports, along with farm news, interesting guests, and songs by Elaine Rogers, music by Eddie Mum, the Country Fair Boys, and Bob Trendler's WGN Orchestra. So we hope that you'll make it a point to join us for our farm service shows throughout the week. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, I'll be flying out to Washington, D.C. to attend and report on the annual meeting of the National Farmers Union and also visit with some officials in the Department of Agriculture, an example of the kind of farm service reporting we try to do. That's about all I'd like to say, Red, except I hope that we can serve all the folks listening in this evening with our farm service shows here on WGN Radio, Chicago, serving our great Middle West. Thank you, Red.
Yeah, boy! And here's one boy who always enjoys his programs because I was born and raised on a farm and I've milked a lot of cows way back.
Yeah.
That's the best place, too. Hey, this is a very wonderful new song, a very pretty one, and I think the version that you will hear now from the Johnson Sisters is going to be pretty hard to beat. The Johnson Sisters, Don't Read the Letter.
Don't read the letter I wrote you. Pay no mind to the things that I've said. Don't read the letter I wrote you. Just tear it to pieces instead. After we quarreled last evening, I wrote you a note of goodbye. Then when you called me this morning, I sat down and started to cry. Oh, don't read the letter I wrote you. Pay no mind to the things that I've said. Don't read the letter I wrote you. Just tear it to pieces. should I do? He told me I could do nothing. He just gave my letter to you. Oh, don't read the letter I wrote you. Pay no mind to the things that I've said. Don't read the letter I wrote you. Just tear it to pieces instead. Just tear it to pieces instead.
Ready to dance some more? Well, let's go. Swing your honey round and round. Everybody swing. Now I'm gonna live like a swinging on a gate. Right here on the right and left hand. Promenade when you come around. First couple out and go to right, couple up four. Leave that lady circle free. Steal that lady circle, pull one round and off the floor. Forward up six and back. Forward up, cross hall, two lone gents, scale wall. Forward up six and back. Forward up, cross the hall, two lone gents, scale that wall.
More songs, more fun for the whole family await you on the next portion of the big, new WGN Barn Dance, coming up after 5 minutes of the latest news right here on WGN Radio Chicago. Plant the most famous name in corn. Genuine Feaster. Genuine Feaster.
Six. Now you six, take two more, couple of eight.
Well, hi, Orion.
Hi, this is Orion Samuelson once again, inviting you to join us for more fun and music on this, the premier broadcast of the new WGN Barn Dance. And now, once again, the top hand of the cowhands, Bob Atcher.
Thank you, Orion. Thank you very much. Friends, this next portion of the WGN Barn Dance is brought to you by Darling and Company. Producers of Darling's Soil Builders for the Farm, Darling's Mineral Feeds, and Darling's Triple Action Lawn Food for the Home. Remember that name, Darling.
Cut, figure eight around a lady, now cut, figure eight around a man. Look, learn one more time, dancing around as pretty as can. Now take your honey and promenade.
On the new WGN Barn Dance. And I'd like to bring to the microphone now the boy whom I mentioned at the very opening of the show tonight as the one member of this cast who has done the most to see to it that this big old show had a brand new home. Here he comes now, the king of the barn dance, Dolph Hewitt.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't keep your heart for me, for someday I'll return. You know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights. Too many stars. Too many moons could change your mind. If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine.
Ah, let's hang on to that beat there a little bit, guys.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't keep your heart from me, for someday I return. You know you're the only one I'll ever love. You're the only one I'll ever love.
Dolph Hewitt singing for us, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. Dolph, we've gotten more and more telegrams all the time from folks wishing us well here on the new WGN Barn Dance. Here's one that says, good luck on your broadcast tonight from George Alter. One to the whole gang, mentions everybody, says, long live country music. Congratulations on first WGN Barn Dance, an American institution. Good luck from Jerry and Bonnie Mitchell. I have several others over there that I haven't had a chance to get to, but we will try to get to them all before we finish here this evening. Friends, I'd like you to know that Darling and Company is an old name in farming. In fact, Darling has been producing farm fertilizers since 1882. That's 79 years of know-how. Speaking of know-how, you know as well as I that good crops depend upon soil for their food. Nitrogen promotes stem and leaf growth, as well as the deep green color. Phosphate is responsible for vigorous roots and early maturity. Potash develops plump, heavy grain, stiffens the stalks and straw. And Darling's pelleted soil builders furnish these essential elements and at the right time for the best growth of the crop. Your corn, soybeans, or wheat will produce more bushels for the highest return per dollar invested on your farm. Darling's pelleted soil builders are free-flowing, uniform pellet size, dust-free, and quality control to prevent soil lockup. So order enough Darling soil builders now to ensure a top harvest and increased profits for your farm. And be sure to specify Darling's, the great name in fertilizers since 1882. Now here's that boy from Paddywhack, Kentucky, with his steel guitar, Tiny Murphy, and the Roadside Rag. From Paducah, Kentucky, with his steel guitar and a wonderful job he does. Well, we have a telegram here from to all the gang. Says, best wishes from all of us and great success for the new WGN Barn Dance from Ted and Lee in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have one here says, the best of everything is my wish for you. That's from Jimmy Cairns, who is the head of the BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated. And here's one from an old friend. Says, welcome back to the Barn Dance and all of my good friends who are on the air with a truly great all-American radio program. Genevieve and all the WLBK staff, that's out in DeKalb, Illinois, join me in wishing you all wonderful success. And it comes from a man who had a great deal to do with this program in its very early days, George C. Bigger. Well, we're happy to have any and all of the comments from any and all of our friends. And now let's get on with the new WGN Barn Dance. We just heard one of the finest steel guitarists in the country. Now let's hear from one of the finest singers anywhere in anybody's world. Here comes Donald Red Blanchard.
Yeah.
I got 5 telegrams so far, Bob.
You did?
Yeah. Can't understand it. I sent 7. I'm learning a new song here. Hope nobody's jealous or anything. This is, I think, one of the prettiest ever written. North to Alaska, north to Alaska, north to Alaska, north. Did I tell the title? It's North, North to Alaska. North from the motion picture, I take my girlfriends to Alaska. That's how I get to Nome. I'm glad I'm not up there either. It gets colder than anything. I know I've got an aunt and uncle up there. I got a Christmas card from my aunt, and her tongue was still on it. I guess they have some pretty cold weather there. My uncle said it gets so cold in the barn, he has to milk with pliers. He said one morning it got so cold in the barn that his teeth got chattering so bad he had to take them out and put them in his back pocket. Then he had to put them back in his mouth. They were chewing up the milk stool. Now, my aunt up there had her appendix taken out, and they were chapped. Of course, we've had some cold weather here, too, you know. Not that cold, though.
No.
Oh, one night I woke up with 2 feet of ice in bed with me. Both of them belonged to the wife. Boy, I can get her up. I don't care how cold it gets, I can always get her up in the morning because I just plug our electric blanket into the toaster and I pop her out of bed. Let's get at this song. It's a pretty one. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Well, it's getting exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
They found his Bonanza Gold, and then they split. That was the first Bonanza split. I used to make those when I worked in the drugstore. I think this is different. I don't know. I was at the soda fountain. I was a physician. that's where I met my wife, was in that drugstore. She came walking in there one day. She wanted to buy some soap. She said, "Do you have any life, boy?" I said, "You just set the pace there, lady." Bam. Oh, listen to the more words here. This gets better as it goes along. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valley far below. I like being along there. You ever see them climb mountains in the newsreel, and they always have a rope tied around each other? You know what that's for?
No.
That's to keep the sensible ones from going home. Let me see, where are we at here? He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow. See that mush? That's what they holler when they... I know, because I had a date with an Eskimo girl one time, and she had money enough to burn up a wet mule. She had a chauffeur-driven dog sled. So I had this date with her that night. I don't think this years ago. See, before I was married, I was single. I don't believe I took her home till about, it must have been half past January. She had this dog sled, so she hollered mush, and I hollered mush, and while we stood there mushing, somebody stole the sled. And it all happened north in Alaska, just a little southeast of Nome.
Oh, boy. Well, I told you he was a great singer. Donald Red Blanchard. Oh, boy. Well, you know, one good answer for the farmer to the cost price squeeze is to produce more bushels of corn, soybeans, wheat, or other crops with the same labor, machinery, seed, fuel, and land costs. And this can be done right at the soil level with Darling's Pelleted Soil Builders, a quality-controlled product fortified with plant food elements and chemically combined into a balanced fertilizer. There are specialty formulas and grades for all crops. Darling's Pelleted Soil Builders give you controlled plant feeding. You'll promote strong, healthy plants and boost crop yields for more profits with Darling's. So see your dealer right away and specify Darling's Pelleted Soil Builder. the complete plant food for better crops. Friends, this portion of our new WGN Barn Dance has been brought to you by Darling & Company, makers of farm fertilizers since 1882. Darling also makes Darling's mineral feeds for livestock and Darling's triple action lawn food for the greatest grass you ever had.
And now, friends, on the big WGN Barn Dance, we present the Western Song of the Week, very well done by the top hand of the cowhands, Bob Atcher.
An old cowpoke went riding out one cold and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-i-yay!
Yippee-i-yay!
Still on fire, and their hooves are made of steel. Their horns are black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-yay! Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-yay!
Very much. I enjoyed that, and especially all of the help I got from the cast there. Now, friends, let's bring to the microphone the finest fiddler and bass fiddler in this part of the country, a young fellow named Frigo.
Yeah.
Johnny Frigo with his fiddle, and here comes the Hot Canary.
Take it away. Thank you.
Show off.
Frigo letting his hair down there with a tune called The Hot Canary. Now let's bring those two sweet singing kids up to the microphone here. Here's a couple of kids who learn to milk before they learn how to talk. And I'll tell you, two of the real sweet gals and pretty ones too. Let's hear from the Johnson sisters now and When I First Began to Sing.
Now we are just two yodeling gals, we drift from town to town. You will hear us singing wherever we may be found. We've roamed the wild world over, we've done most everything. But our happiest life was on the farm when we both begin to sing. Bung, 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 oh, yippee. The chickens, they don't scatter out and take off on the fly. Except a few old setting hens, and they sit there and cry. When we begin to cackle, one thing they wouldn't miss was the old hens joining on the chorus, and it sounded just like this. Oh, yeah.
The Johnson sisters, Ruth and Edith, singing for us When I First Began to Sing. Now, friends, any of you who have known any of the people involved in this program or the program itself at any time in the past know that before any barn dance program is finished, there is always a wonderful hymn. This is the time when we ask you to go back into your past to the time when you were a child. And remember the church that you attended at that time. We feel sure that as you listen to the hymns of all of the different churches here on this program, that each of you will find a very precious memory. At this moment, I would like to ask the Sage Riders to come to the microphone and sing one of the most popular of all hymns anywhere in this country, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Thank you. boy. The old rugged cross. Friends, remember, tomorrow is Sunday. And we hope that each of you will attend the church of his choice. This is a great country we live in, America, where you have religious freedom. Take advantage of it. We want to thank you for having been with us tonight, and we hope that come next Saturday night, you'll all be back for another edition of the new WGN Barn Dance. Listen for the cowbells, and listen for the fiddle. Good night.
Tonight's premier broadcast of the new WGN Barn Dance has been brought to you with the good wishes of the Bike Candy Company, Darling & Company, Feaster Hybrids, and WGN Radio, who invite you to join us again next Saturday night from 8 to 9:30 for the new WGN Barn Dance.
Farmer line lady and a lead band behind Dan Shade when you come home and everybody.
Direct from Mid-America's new broadcasting center, WGN Radio Chicago, this is Orion Samuelson welcoming you to another hour and a half of sparkling Saturday night entertainment, starring Bob Atcher, Dolph Hewitt, Archie the Arkansas Woodchopper, Red Blanchard, the Johnson Sisters, the Sage Riders, Harold Turner at the mighty WGN Studio Pipe Organ, and tonight's special guest star, the singing star of our own country fair, Elaine Rogers. All brought to you by the Bike Candy Company, Darling & Company, and WGN Radio, here on the WGN Barn Dance.
Hey, play around inside, up and outside, and they roll them in, and roll them around on the inside, up and the outside, down, and now you ride, and home you go, promenade it when you come around, promenade it, promenade it all. Promenade it, whole road, you know it, I don't care, take on it, that easy chair, that easy chair.
Saturday night at the old barn dance, everybody is happy and gay.
The top hand of the cowhands, Bob Atcher.
Hello. Howdy,
Bob.
Hi, y'all. Thank you very much, Orion, and welcome to the big WGN Barn Dance. We're tickled to death to be back with you. We're tickled to have a hayloft full of fine folks, and pretty, too, tonight. You notice that, Archie?
Yeah, I noticed that.
You ever
yeah.
see such pretty people?
No.
Well, let's don't make them wait for entertainment.
No, he's just champing it a bit back here.
Well, I tell you, I'm just tickled to death to be able to bring him to the folks. Here, without waiting at all, is the king of the barn dance himself, Dolph Hewitt.
The cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling, way out where the doggies bawl. Where spurs are a-jingling, the cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Done as he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing the cattle.
much, Dolph Hewitt, for a very fine rendition of an old favorite called Cattle Call. We got lots of pretty people on our show tonight, but we'd like to bring you our regulars. Two real sweet little kids, Ruth and Edith Johnson, the Johnson sisters, and they would like to do you everybody's somebody's fool.
Don't care how many tears I've cried. And though you only leave me out and hurt me, I couldn't bring myself to say goodbye. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Everybody's somebody's fool. Someday you'll find someone you really care for. And if her love should prove to be untrue, you know how much this heart of mine is breaking. You cry for her the way I cried for you. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool.
Yes, sirree. Very pretty song done for us by very pretty girls, the Johnson sisters, Ruth and Edith. You know, we specialize in folk music on this program, and I don't know if you've ever stopped to think of it or not, but across the world, pretty generally, polkas are a form of folk music for people of other lands, and there have been a great number of them written in this country in the past several years. We have a boy who's a real specialist on those things with an accordion. Lino Frigo, and he'd like to play the Helena Polka. Folks who are visiting here in the old hayloft join right in when and they clapped their hands through the tune and then wound up applauding too. We don't want to get you to wear your hands out now before the whole program is over, because we'd like to have everybody hear some of that. That was the fissionest accordion player you know and I know, Lino Frigo and the Helena Polka. Right now, we'd like to bring to the microphone a great big grin with legs, old man barn dance himself, Arky, the Arkansas Woodcock.
All the while.
Thank you a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Right up to now, he's been talking about how pretty everybody is. Did you notice the difference there, you're saying?
Did you look in a mirror this morning?
Yes, I have. I agree with you, Bob. So, right... You ready, John?
Oh, ready.
You want to go, really? Want to go with me on this trip? Huh? Getting some wild horses?
Okay.
All right, okay. It's your own fault if anything happens.
I was out in the Badlands wrangling along when I heard of a coyote that ridge run and roam. He was fleet as a deer, tough as a mule, pretty as a picture and nobody's fool. So I went right to work and I got me a pair of the best saddle horses that ever wore hair. Hunted that Mustang and camped on his trail till he took to the ridges like packing the mail. He was tough as a turtle, wise as a fox, kept to the ridges a dodging the rocks. I trailed him till darkness and at dawn I'd begin, till I got pretty weak and my horses got thin. I followed those tracks till I got stiff and sore. He stayed right in front where he kept making more. Went short of water with no time to graze while I camped on his trail for 17 days. Started to crowd him and turn him around. He quit the rough ridges and hunted soft ground. Shook out my loop when he got to the flat. Threw my riata and it fit like a hat. Then I snakes him to camp and into the corral where I feed him some oats and some hay for a spell. When he got fat and strong and I gave him the news, I hog tied him down and I nailed on some shoes. Put on the bridle and fix it to fit. It wasn't the first time he clamped on a bit. I put on the saddle and cinched her right down. Crawled on his carcass and headed for town. He lets out a ball. He went from that spot like the ground where he stood there had suddenly got hot. Head riding bad horses on no crippled squaw. He showed me some tricks that I ain't never saw. Of all the bad horses that I ever rode, none was just like him. He seemed to explode. I'm all busted up and I'm still stiff and lame. That ridge running outlaw will never be tamed.